What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember the Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6. You can join us here for it. Then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot Shore Parks at 7 here at Chickies and Pete's. So the one sort of there were two questionable coaching calls to me yesterday. One was the pass on 2nd and 6 where they ran that bootleg and Jalen got sacked.
Out to the left.
Yeah, out to the left.
Yeah.
That was a weird one to me. But how they handled the end of the first half was pretty strange. So here's what Nick Sirianni said after the game about how they handled that situation.
Hey, we knew that could be tough, right?
Nope.
You don't.
Yep.
All right. Well, here's what happened. Let's just talk about it anyway. So it's the end of the first half. There's 22 seconds left, and they have the opportunity there to call timeout, try for another 10 or 15-yard play, try to get in field goal range and kick a field goal. Mm-hmm. Instead, they let the clock run all the way down to 5 seconds, call the timeout there, and then a failed Hail Mary attempt.
Yeah.
It was really strange. And Nick's answer after the game was something like, we had to make a plan for what we were going to do early, and he just sort of like double-talked through the entire thing. Jalen's also not like the best. He takes a while to wind up. He doesn't have the biggest arm in the whole world, and we don't even get the attempt off there. I can't figure out why a Hail Mary attempt is better than a 48-year-old field goal, even into the wind, which they were.
Yeah.
You know, it just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it's to me, technically or theoretically, not a better situation. I certainly would have liked to have seen them move with a little bit of urgency and try to get closer and then do the field goal, but here's what I think happened. They just didn't have an answer right there. And they decided, you know what? Let the clock run down and we'll take one shot. They really didn't know what to do right there.
They don't have a 12-yard pass.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, right? Like, that's the only thing I could come up with as far as an answer, because if they were anticipating this or had another play that they could get to, I would have to believe they would have moved with a little bit more urgency.
Right, and get back to the line, run the play, and then call the timeout. Yeah. It's just the entire thing is just pretty strange to me. And now
I agree.
And I understand why you want to run it all the way down, because if you don't get it, the last thing you want to do is give the Rams, you know, time if you have to kick it to them. All right, 215. Go ahead.
I was going to say, here's the other thing with that play, though. You leave him open to taking a hit, which he actually took a hit.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I didn't understand any of it. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
What's happening? Top of the move, man. Top of the move. Hey, listen, it's a beautiful day to be a Philadelphian. The last time I called, I promised Big Ike that Jalen Hurts wasn't going to regress, and that was against the Washington game where I won't say his name, but number 16, he fumbled. And I never called back. I felt kind of embarrassed because I promised Ike. But I'm here to – excuse me, I promised Spike. I said Ike. But I'm here to speak to Spike about my quarterback. And every time I get to chime in when – excuse me, every time I get to listen in when I'm coming home from work, I hear Ike always talking about my leader. Mm-hmm. And I think my leader, you know what I'm saying, audible out of Kellen Moore's play call, and that was a touchdown for Saquon. You know, so all the things that the Jalen this, the Jalen that, my quarterback does what he needs to do to win. You know, so I just wanted to say that.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm going to point out both. I'm going to point out both things. I'm not going to overlook the things that were negative plays that hurt the team that could have also put you in position to score points. I can commend him for those things that he does well. Hold on. I can commend him for those things that he does well, like checking out of plays that lead to positives and all those things as well. I mean, he's not doing charity work. He's getting paid a lot of money to do those things, but which means that when things don't go well or things he contribute to that are negative, I'm going to point those things out too. Like it comes with the position. He's no different than a Josh Allen, a Lamar Jackson, a Jared Goff, or any other quarterback. When you get to this point, your game is going to be heavily scrutinized. I'm sorry. It's a part of the game.
Hey, Spike, this was a miscommunication. This was meant for Ike. I mean, it was meant for Howard Eskin's son.
Okay, well, all right, Israel.
Okay, and, well,
all
right. Damn.
Hang on.
Big difference between
hang on,
me and
hang
Spike.
On, hang on. So the reason you want it for me is because Ike gave you an answer you don't like, and
no,
you wanted
no,
to
no,
call.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no. No, you wanted me, so I'm going to talk. All right. So here I am. So I just got off saying I thought he played pretty well yesterday, though he had a few negative plays. If you are going to throw a parade because he checked out of a play, then we're also going to acknowledge he took two sacks that dropped him out of field goal range, took a safety that cost us 2 points, and gave the ball back to the other team. All those things happened. And I know this is your leader, or whatever you want to call him. And by the way, there are a lot of leaders on this team. And I think if you took a vote for all the players, I'm not sure that Jalen would be the number one leader on the team. But I said I did not kill him one time today for how he played yesterday. But for somebody like you, you're not going to be happy until I never criticize him at all. Here's the truth. The last quarterback in town got criticized all the time. Carson Wentz got criticized all the time. The quarterback before him got criticized all the time. The quarterback, Nick Foles and Michael Vick, also got criticized. The quarterback before him got criticized all the time. Donovan McNabb. That's what happens when you're quarterback in Philadelphia. And the truth is, if you're going to say it, quarterbacks are wins are a quarterback stat, and he's going to get all the credit when they win, then when they lose or when he doesn't play well, he gets that as well. But that's not going to make you happy. You're only going to be happy if I only point out that he checked out of a play and give him credit for Saquon's touchdown. But you're not going to be happy if I mention the fact that he cost him points in three separate times when he should have gotten rid of the ball and he didn't.
So Spike, let's address that, because if you go back and then you watch the film, which I watched the game, Kenny Gainwell.
I watched the game too.
He misses assignment blocks. That's Kenny Gainwell on the last two sacks. So, again, when you have a hurt quarterback with a leg, yes, he's going to get that safety. But if you go back and watch, Kenny Gainwell missed his last two assignment blocks. That's how Jalen.
Well, I know you're a big film guy, Israel, but if you watch the film again, he had an outlet right in front of him. Dallas Goedert was a hot route right in front of him. He was open the entire time. And when you're on your two-yard line, just get rid of the ball instead of surveying the field. Now, this is classic. Because this is classic, Israel, because the Jalen community of people always want to put his errors on somebody else. It's Kellen Moore's fault. It's Kenny Gainwell's fault. It's Lane Thomas's fault. Lane Johnson's fault. It's Cam Jurgens' fault. It's always somebody else's fault. I'm not doing this today. This is not a Jalen show. He is part of the team. He made bad plays and good plays yesterday. So all of them can be discussed. But he is capable of making bad plays. Holy moly. And then Ike answered you and gave you the answer that you didn't want, that he deserves to be criticized sometimes. You just didn't want to hear it. You just completely dismissed what he said. Oh, I'm not talking to you. Like, what are we doing here? Stop it. Grow up. Be an adult. All right. Paint your face green and white like an adult. Paint an E on your chest like an adult. All right. Nick Sirianni speaks next. You get to hear the whole thing as well as your calls. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. You can watch every Eagles game here at Chickies online at chickiesandpete's.com.